Hello and welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is sticking your breast pad on your boob. I am sure I'm the only person who's done this, but tell me if I'm wrong. In my postpartum delirium, when everything was completely new, I got onto breast pads because, you know, leaky boobs. If you don't know, breast pads are just like sanitary towels, but for your boobs. So in my delirium, I pulled off the sticky paper and stuck the adhesive side to my boob. And I was just going about my day angry. Like, why? Why did someone think this was a good idea? My boobs were already so painful. And I have this sticker on them. And every time I have to take it off, it feels like someone's waxing my boob. I just couldn't believe it. And I was like, it's not even absorbing the milk. I was having a right tiz about it. And then it took me, would you believe it, a day or two to realise they were on the wrong way. Now, I'm going to say tell me you've been there, but I highly doubt you have, so I'll be shocked if anyone says they have. Tonight, I'm going to start with something a little bit different. I took a look on Google Trends to see what was the most searched questions containing the word newborn for the week. And I thought it might be quite useful to get the top three for the past week and answer them, because if others are asking, the chances are you might be wondering as well. So let's take a look. In the past 7 days, now this is in the UK, but if you are listening from around the world, then they probably are still relevant to you. The first question is, how often should a newborn feed on formula? I'm going to hop over onto the NHS website. And it says newborn babies need quite small amounts of formula to start with. The amount will vary from baby to baby. Although most babies settle into a feeding pattern eventually, they vary in how often they want to feed and how much they want to drink. Feed your baby when they show signs that they want it. Babies tend to feed little and often, so they may not finish their bottle. Having a big feed does not mean your baby will go longer between feeds. That's the NHS answer to that question. But if you are concerned about that and you are concerned that your baby's not feeding enough, do remember to speak to your midwifery health visitor. The next question is, what's the limit for a newborn in a car seat? According to the NHS, it says up to 30 minutes for newborns and up to 2 hours for babies. So if you're on any, if you're planning on going any long distance journeys, just be really mindful of that and remember to take breaks. And the final trending question is, how long is a baby a newborn for? I actually remember searching this. And again, according to the NHS, it's 0 to 12 weeks. So up till they're about 3 months, they're considered a newborn. Which seems quite short to me in a way, because I think 4, 5, 6 months up until then, they're still so small and they still have similar needs. A lot of babies are still waking in the night. But yeah, according to the NHS, a newborn is a newborn till they're 12 weeks. What do you think? Was that helpful? If you think that was helpful and you were thinking about those questions in your head as well, and that's helped with some answers. I know you can just Google things, but maybe you've been thinking about it and you haven't looked it up and it's just something that it's crossed your mind. But if you think that's helpful and useful, then I could do this each week and we'll have a little Google Trends Q&A. Now on to question for my podcast. Someone actually wrote into me, which is lovely to be written into in the early days because it's only been going a week, the podcast, so this is great. Somebody said, is there any advice for maintaining a strong relationship with your partner after having a baby? This comes up so much online, doesn't it? And for me personally, I think it's sharing the understanding that this is a season in your relationship when you may feel like passing ships a lot of the time. But my partner and I, we both know that we're trying our best with our two babies and it takes up a lot of time and energy. And we know that it's not going to last forever. Like I say, it's a season. So it's appreciating the fact that You still love each other even though you don't get as much time together. But with that, I do still think it's important to make sure you have some quality time together, even if it's just for an hour or two. If you've got some family that could have the baby, if you're in the newborn stage and you're breastfeeding, I know that can be really tricky because, especially if you're cluster feeding, getting away for an hour can seem quite difficult. But if you can, and you have someone you can leave the baby with, even if you just go out and grab a coffee together or have lunch, or if you can leave your baby for longer, have a date night. And it does you absolute wonders because you can chat properly and you can catch up properly. And it's great. And I think you appreciate that time even more once you've had babies. And once your baby's old enough, if you can have a night away, it'll feel like a week. It will feel like such a long time in a weird way. And you'll be ready to see them the next morning if you're anything like me, but you'll feel so refreshed and you'll feel like you've had such quality time together. And as your babies grow, they do sleep for longer periods, so you will get that time of an evening back where you can sit together. And again, it almost feels more special because you appreciate it so much more than before babies, when you just took that time for granted. Now on to social media says, I wanted tonight to touch a little bit on the social media is fake trend. What are your thoughts on this? For me, on the one side, it's great. It's refreshing to see people being a lot more authentic and honest. But I do think it has its almost dangerous sides. And I just wanted to share a little word of warning, actually. Some of the posts I've seen, and this isn't just in the mum community, but across the board, people are sharing very personal, sensitive information, financial circumstances, medical information that in the wrong hands can be dangerous. So while I think it's good to be honest and open on social media and show that unfiltered side to life, please just be wary of oversharing. What do you think? What are your thoughts? Tell me, thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Now to finish tonight's episode on a quote that I wrote. When you're laying your head down on your pillow at night, Mama, wondering how much sleep you'll get tonight, just think how much you dreamed of your baby. The feeling you had when you found out you were pregnant. The flutters of their first kicks. Now they're sleeping here with you, your little dream come true. Thanks again for listening, mamas. I wish you all a peaceful night's sleep. And if that isn't on the cards tonight and you just know it isn't, then treat yourself in the morning. Maybe a nice coffee or a breakfast out. You definitely deserve it. Good night.